Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Before we get into anything else, these memes of Bernie Sanders are killer.
Oh, and the mittens.
The one I just saw at the Metallica concert was fantastic because he's in his mask, his mittens. He looks terrible. And last night he was at, they put him at every basketball game. They put him at every historic sporting event. And I mean, it was fast. So if the internet's good for one thing, it's good for shaming weird people. And like the crying Jordan was fantastic. And those types of things are really good. Harambe, dicks out for Harambe was phenomenal. Barry Wood all year and continuing on, hopefully forever, the Barry Wood.
Here's
stuff.
With Jane's addiction.
They put him in Bran's chair for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's the best. I haven't seen that one yet. He's in Jane's addiction.
With his hair on fire.
Anyone with crossed arms
is
going to get the treatment of Bernie. So he looked – yesterday was the only thing – yesterday I looked at like between Biden and Bernie and that parade of elderly white men.
There we go. This is my favorite.
There he is in front of Seth Drowles with Pauly. Oldest high school, Pauly Sons himself. That's a great one. That's very good. But they keep, you know, that particular group of people have been bitching that it's a racist society and that old white men have been, my God, we've never had older, whiter men in charge than we do now. It's the craziest thing we've been fighting against the whole time. Old white men have done this. This is the oldest white man that's ever been president. Sworn in at the oldest age ever. Reagan was younger. Old white men and Q-tip white men, and all of his friends are old white men. Like the old presidents were all Q-tips. Even Barack's got white hair now.
Wasn't that the concern with McCain back in the day?
Old white man.
Just an old white man.
It's another old white man running the thing. Yeah. I like that one.
And did Bernie, I mean, I think it started because he wore the same coat. Like at the last.
Oh, I don't know. Well, yeah, he's frugal. Bernie's frugal. He wants to spend all your money, but he's frugal with his. The one that I just got was from Dirty Dancing where they replaced Jennifer Grey in that table. It says nobody puts Bernie in a corner. Bernie's going to be a legend. Finally, Bernie's going to be a legend. But yeah. No, he probably does have the exact same outfit he wore. I only wore my inauguration outfit. I'm not going to go crazy. I wear the same coat I wore last time because it's not fair for me to have a new brand new coat when some people don't get coats at all. You should buy someone a coat. There he is, the guy in Up and Deadpool. He's sitting next to Deadpool. The one is
the Up is great.
Up is amazing. He's being taken away by balloons. Oh, it's fun. Doddering old men. Doddering old men getting hurt would be a good Instagram page, too. Which we saw yesterday, two of us doing that. It's time for the entertainment drill, brought to you by reactdefense.com. And it's the home of Tactical Black. Yesterday, I took Brett out there. Brett, one takeaway. What did you walk away with your 1 2-hour workout? And we did gun retention.
Yeah.
And just basically like scenarios of 21-foot rule, which turned into the 40-foot rule, and you learned a lot. What do you take away from that?
It's amazing what you really don't know that can happen in that 20 feet, you know, because I'm concealed carry guy and what these guys can do in 20 feet, you think, you know, and they even had they even had us already drawn.
Yeah, gun out.
And the guy was still on top of you in that 20 feet.
So what it teaches you, it literally, and people are like, oh, you're just hyping. It changes your views, maybe kind of, it's a stretch to say changes your life.
Right.
But you carry a gun.
Oh, absolutely.
And so you never thought before that this cloak of invincibility that was on your hip was probably never going to get used in a situation that we did yesterday.
Yeah.
You won't get to it. And we did.
Did you think about doing an additional weapon? You know, like the gun, but you know, you need time to get that. It's closing in on you, like a knife or something.
Basically,
like
use your body.
Yeah.
You fight
it
off.
If you have it out, you don't have time to get it racked and shot.
Yeah, I know
in
that.
20 feet.
Yeah.
So you're in a. They teach you basically like your gun's for later. You're in a hand fight. Get this guy off of you,
and then try to find time.
Have higher force.
Yeah.
And it is. I wanted to bring you, especially because you're like, I carry this and that, and you carry. Usually back.
I did.
And you're going to move that.
Anymore,
So in 2 hours' time, I watched Brett. And he was really good. I watched Brett go from like, oh, okay, and we got in the car, and he's like, I'm not doing that anymore. In 2 hours, it literally changed your perspective on how what you've been doing for how many years.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying this just because, you know, they're sponsors of the, you know, I think anybody that, that carries should actually go through at least one of their seminars just to see you're not invincible just because you're carrying.
And most people think I've got a gun, we're good.
Yeah, no.
And then they teach you, what if someone just grabs it?
Yeah.
And how fast that can come out.
And you got to defend the grab and, you know, oh, man, it was.
And in a crowded situation, we go through all those scenarios. Those guys are brilliant. They, and I wanted to take Brett. He was great. And if you ever did carry and you wanted to do this, they have those moments, those seminars, those learning lessons. That and in 2 hours' time, Brett got back in my car at the end and he said, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. Yeah. That opened my eyes to a lot. Yeah. And you learn it. They'll say, have your gun out. Have it in your hand, down ready. Close your eyes. When the first step you hear is someone attacking you, open your eyes, gauge where it is.
Defend yourself.
And defend yourself. And by the time you're like, there he is. And we were running straight at Brett.
Yeah.
We didn't do any angles. We didn't surprise him. It was right in front of him. And the only time you got your gun up and shots off was 40 feet.
Yeah.
We started at 40 feet.
Yeah.
And by the time you heard it, looked, found, pointed, racked, and the guy was hitting you with a knife.
Yeah. Everybody, if you're carrying, I think everybody should at least go through the seminar. I want to do it again. It was great.
Got a scratch. Yeah. Like you do all the other stuff. But it was, I wanted to say that because I know it's me talking about it all the time.
Right.
And it is truly that life-saving stuff. And you can't even imagine for people who don't carry. I don't carry.
Right.
And then you start realizing somebody with a knife, you learn 360 defense on knives. You learn all sorts of things, how to defend yourself against a Looney Tune. And they're out there. And so, and the reason you carry a gun is because you know Looney Tunes are out there.
Yeah.
So you might as well learn how to get it done right. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And yeah,
it was
great.
It kind of punctuates what I always try to say without people saying, "Oh, you just say that." I'm not.
He's not. I'm not just saying that.
You're not getting paid for this.
No, absolutely not. It's mind blowing.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And I would love for you to get more of that because as a guy who carries, I like more people who carry because you're the good guys,
right?
To be educated on having a gun and a bad guy nearby. Because he's not a good guy.
No.
And if he gets hold of your gun, terrible things are going to happen. So it's an amazing course. Nobody gets trained in it. You can go to the range all day and become a super shooter with a grouping the size of a dime. It's not going to matter with adrenaline and with scenarios and everything else.
And that's one thing I learned, too, yesterday. He's like, you're not at the range.
Right.
You got to be prepared for somebody running up on you and everything else.
Right.
You don't get to get in your stance and take a breath.
The fun thing is, Brady, yesterday, teaching Brett how to, you know, punch properly into pads and stuff. And, you know, it's first day through, so you're not used to the calls. You're not used to the numbers.
Doing,
so he's just throwing up 1-2, 1-2, you know, things like that. And the meantime, while he's punching the pads, another guy's hitting him in the back with a kick pad. So you're getting beaten up by both.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, draw.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a fight with a couple of guys.
Yeah.
And then you got to find somebody else who's coming over that's going to attack you with a weapon. It's impossible.
That is.
And you realize I got to learn how to fight.
I was doing my best Jake LaMotta impersonation, and it wasn't good enough.
Awesome. Yeah. You start thinking, and Brett's got heavy hands. Punches like a retarded chick, but he's got heavy hands. We'll get him. You do kind of have our word strength right now. Got to hone that in a little bit. But it was great. And if that's not a testimonial outside of me just telling you guys the same thing all the time, I don't know what is. And I'm glad you went, so thanks for going.
Thanks for having me.
Check it out. I'm telling you, it changes things, especially if you carry and you want to get involved. They do those seminars every once in a while with that. On top of the fact, you're going to get in great shape learning all sorts of self-defense stuff from the best in the business. And you met Tony, and you met Josh, and you met Jay, and in a bar you'd never think to yourself, these guys, they're easy scalps.
I'm going
to
challenge them.
They'll kick your ass all day long.
I'm 6'3", and I'm like, and they just... They effed me up.
Yeah.
And they weren't even trying.
No.
I mean those guys are deadly.
Yeah, yeah.
I was 45-0 in bar fights. Now, I don't even take any chances.
Yeah, I wouldn't take on Tony, Josh, and Jay.
No. It's awesome.
Ever.
It's great fun. And it's fun on top of it all. So, you know, paranoia, whatever you want to argue and say, oh, you think this is your martial art? No, it's just fun on top of it all. And you do. You walk away learning some stuff. So think it over. If you're looking for that New Year's resolution to get in better shape, that's the place to go, reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Continuing the talk about the inauguration, the primetime special hosted by Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Bunch of people went crazy. They're like, you're trying to freeze them. They're mad at Biden.
Oh, because
he was only wearing a blazer and a suit, basically.
Who's the president that died in 30 days? McKinley? I don't remember who it was.
It might have been.
30 days. Inaugurated. Wouldn't wear a coat. The weather was terrible. Caught pneumonia and died 30 days later. I don't know if that was
McKinley.
People are
saying, for God's sakes, he's 64 years old. He fought COVID 64. Less than a year ago.
He's 76.
If this isn't an impeachable offense, nothing is.
Jeez. A little chilly for the old Joe. Yeah, it was a star-studded event. And then Katy Perry came out dressed like a Klansman. And I don't know what Lady Gaga was wearing. But
Lady Gaga got a lot of Mockingbird J.
Yeah, which was really funny.
Hunger Games.
From Hunger Games. What was great, though, if you looked at the comments, all of a sudden people who have been spewing hatred towards everything they saw on the other side's like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. Lady Gaga was part of the inaugural. I'm like, you guys, you've been crapping down their throats. They're going to crap down yours until that ends. You're just pissing off the opposition.
I pulled it up and I watched the Lady Gaga. And that's the first thing I thought of right when I saw him. I'm like, oh, it's Hunger Games. And Ronnie was like, that is a dove with an olive branch. Hunger Games.
Yeah.
That is a dove with an olive branch.
It's not. It was dumb looking no matter what it was. John G just showed me. Was that, who was that? Metallica? Who was it? That's your band. Oh, I thought that was – I got in my glasses on. That's hilarious.
That's right.
So he's got Uncle Leo in there with Bernie Sanders. That's fantastic.
I saw – I forgot about
that.
Oh, I saw that. I posted it yesterday.
You can do it with anything. Morning, yeah. He can be part of everything you've ever – if you got an open chair, put Bernie in it, and it's automatically a better picture.
Not sure if you saw Joe Exotic's tweet.
Oh, that poor bastard. Is it true he got a car? Somebody hired a limo to wait outside the prison for
him? Yeah. They had it was a huge, like, expedition. Oh. Like, total hillbilly.
Somebody, somebody got – I don't know if it's real or not. Was that a real –
It was on TMZ. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that's
– He was so sure he was going to be one of the 143 that he hired a driver to get him out of there.
I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump. I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post. Boy, were we all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice.
Yeah, I could tell you something right now, Joe Exotic. I knew you were stupid before.
There's his limo.
There's the limo he had.
Look at that hillbilly Dodge Ram.
Is that real?
Yes. I don't know.
It's all over the place. It's not. That's on Fox.
Why would they let him put that banner up
there? New York Post.
That's not.
You know what? I don't care if it's real. I want it to be real.
It's all
over. It's got
gull
wing doors.
It can't not be.
Could he be more Florida than to spend the $90 for a Dodge Ram limo with a jungle gym in the bed?
You kidding? Biden paid for that.
Pardon Joe Exotic. That's real.
It's at his lawyer's office.
Oh, that's where it is. It's not at the jail. But he's got the thing to get driven away.
It's the impound lot.
That's fantastic. So now he has to switch gears. The worst part about being Joe Exotic now is he got all Trumpy to try to get out. Now it's just going to look like he's pandering if he starts kissing Biden's ass.
Yeah. Snoop had something positive to say, thanking Trump for pardoning Michael Harris, the co-founder of Death Row Records.
What did he say?
He said thanks for doing
that. Just, I thought he had something wrong.
Shizzle Dizzle, here's a Corona. We all go down the hole.
Hello, Bob Boney.
Hey, Bad Bunny, are you in La Playa?
It's Playa Playa.
When John Mulaney hosted SNL last February, he told a joke about Donald Trump being assassinated.
Yes.
He said Julius Caesar was such a powerful maniac that all the senators grabbed knives and they stabbed him to death. That'd be interesting, an interesting thing if we brought that back now.
Yeah, would be. He's right.
Last month, he revealed on Jimmy Kimmel Live that joke led to a Secret Service investigation.
Sure.
And the Secret Service confirmed it by releasing a 27-page file on the incident. It said, although no direct threats were made due to the popularity, it is likely concerned citizens will report this.
Yeah, but you do it in a public setting where you start talking about killing the president. Might be an investigation. Remember, we made that one dude that threatened at a restaurant at our van stop. Secret Service was all over us.
Agent Brown and Agent Brown.
Yeah, they showed up and they were zero sense of humor.
Same last names.
We all had to sit in a room and get interviewed by Secret Service about what we knew about this situation.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
This was George Bush was at the teepee and we sent the van out to the teepee and a dude came up and told Eric that he was going to kill the president. And
oh my god,
like, you got to report it.
And we're like, and we say, yeah, we got to say something. So yeah, we did. And I'm not kidding, Brett. What was like 10 minutes? We had black SUVs at the Guadalupe building, and dudes inside saying, "I want to talk to you all individually." And they did.
The guy was off his meds. His parents were looking for him.
It was crazy.
Oh.
And they talked to Chuck. They talked to us. They talked to everybody. They were not – this was not a like – you couldn't goof. And then Brady always said, hey, fellas, how you doing? Where'd you get your suit? Blacksuits.com. All right. And they're like, sit down. Shut up. What do you know about this?
Okay. Two guys in black suits walk into a bar.
Stop. Brady went to jail for threats on the president because they got tired of his dad joke.
That's it.
You know how it's a dad joke? It becomes a parent. Why are you cuffing me? Why am I going to jail?
We hate you. Dad jokes are illegal.
Agent Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Those jokes did not fly. They weren't funny. Weren't funny people.
There's another group that's upset. ICP.
Well, yeah. Finally.
Yeah, because they're ICP.
Yeah. They've got mirrors
in
their
house now.
They've
been told a lot of things, but their feelings were hurt when someone compared them to Trump supporters.
Oh.
A writer from the Atlantic recently called the Trump administration the political equivalent of ICP. So they fired back. Violent J was not happy.
No.
Said, obviously, this writer lives with a reality separate from our own when it comes to defining who juggalos truly are and what they're about.
Faygo for life.
Okay. They're misunderstood, the juggalos.
So what you're saying is what we've misunderstood is they are employable? I don't see that that's true. I think pretty much juggalos are
He made
what
the point
they
that they're easy targets.
Sure, because they're always walking around begging for change. They're not misunderstood. You give them a quarter, they go away.
Their big Django pants.
That's still my
you
favorite.
You were close to being a juggalo.
Never.
Come on.
My favorite day in August in my 33 years in this city.
It almost eats Chef Boyardee.
Driving past the Marquee Theater in the middle of August, and they hadn't opened the doors yet for the ICP, and a lot of those people in white clown makeup and black clothes were sweating their balls off, waiting outside all the way down Mill, and that white makeup was just running down their face. They looked miserable. And I'm like, well, you deserve this, ICP fan. I got all painted up. I spent the whole day. Open the doors early. It's hot out.
R.I.P. Symphukas.
And Symphukas is no longer with us. And he was the only thing I liked about him. He wasn't even in
Symphukas?
It. He's this kid with progeria that creeped me out, and he did videos singing ICP songs. Wow. Google him.
Nah, I'm
Symphukas.
Good.
Oh, trust me.
Is it that bad?
The Great Malenko. Yeah. Just put Symphukas, the Great Malenko. And Symphukas starts with a T, by the way. You're going to struggle with that.
Huh?
Yeah, we'll do it after.
Okay.
That's it. Thursday's in the books. We're all done, everybody. Larry McFeely's coming up next. He's got plenty of love for you. Show it back, won't you, as we unite as a nation? All you people who've hated Larry all these years, love him now. Because we've replaced him on the website with Bernie Sanders. It's hilarious. You've got to see that. We're all done. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.